And welcome back, everybody, to live continuing coverage of CES 2015. This is Marlo Anderson with TPN.TV. Sitting next to me is Christoph. Christoph is with MGO, and this is a topic I've been looking forward to visiting with Christoph all afternoon already. Welcome to this show, Christoph.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about MGO. What do you guys like to specialize in?
Yeah, so MGO is it's a streaming service. We're delivering movies and TV shows. We have a full catalog across all networks. And we really pay a lot of attention, actually, to image quality. We're a newcomer in the space, and we use quality of image as a differentiator.
Okay. And looks like you are really in the 4K streaming arena.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about the challenges that you have with 4K over regular streaming, and why it's important for people to look at that as far as an option for them.
I'm going to give you a little story, actually.
Okay. Last year, I love stories. So
last year here at CES, we did our demo of 4K streaming.
Okay.
And we plan to launch early in the first half of the year. And the plan was all ready to go. And the reality that we discovered as we're getting through the development, I describe it this way, a lot of the components across the value chains are, when they're all together in beta, what you get at the end is a big alpha. It doesn't really work.
Okay.
So we had to go back, starting from the TV set, working with our partner Samsung, working into the firmware, and then going upstream through the DRM encoders, working through the encoders themselves, and getting all the pieces right. And that took us a little bit longer than expected. But putting all of this attention, we managed to launch early in the second half of the year.
Okay. And how's the rollout been?
So it's doing really well. We have about 100 titles, a mix of movies and TV shows.
Okay.
We are covering very different types of content, from documentaries to the latest movies like X-Men: Days of Prison Past. So we've put a service that has a pretty wide variety of content for 4K.
Okay. And how do people go about getting this content to their television?
At the moment, we're available only on the Samsung TVs.
Okay.
And we provide actually two different flavors. We have a streaming solution, but also a download solution. We're the only providers of 4K through a download solution in the new SCSS standards that are coming up.
Okay. And the reason you have a download solution is simply because maybe they don't have the bandwidth available in those areas to adapt to that at this time? Or
it's actually mostly driven by the content providers. The content at the moment is provided by Fox, and they're providing different titles that are exclusively available for download. Download is using a higher bitrate, definitively.
I see. Okay.
And you can expect a very, very amazing quality. Streaming is still very good, though.
Yes. Yep. So if you want, you know, if you have the choice, I mean, would you actually do the do you? I'll just back up a little bit here, so I don't confuse myself. Do you have the choice on some of your titles then to download it and/or stream it, or how does that work?
At the moment, it's one or the other. It depends. It's mostly driven by the content providers. Some are choosing to get some titles to be downloaded. Some titles are for streaming.
Okay. So moving forward now. Do you see, an explosion of titles coming your way, or where are you at in that realm?
Yeah, so this is a place where I tend to be a little different from others. We have a very strong view at MGO of the pipeline of movies that is delivered in 4K through the joint venture that we belong to, which is made by Technicolor and DreamWorks. So we understand very well what content is being produced upstream from us. And the reality is less content is being produced in 4K than people would want to.
Okay.
So therefore, what you have available today across even all the players is actually more limited than people want to. Right?
Okay.
So we've taken an approach where we, in some instances, work with the studios and take some of their content and working with them, go through a remastering and upscaling in order to provide an image that is way better than HD. But still providing access to content that otherwise would never be visible in any other quality but SD or HD.
So when you upconvert to 4K, okay, I mean, what another analogy would be the difference from, like a DVD to Blu-ray. I mean, do you see that kind of difference in that upconvert?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, it's very visible. And we've done many tests also with consumers where we've even taken the 4K master, you bring it down to 1080, and then you re-upscale, and you ask people which image is best. And while there is a subtle difference, it is not as strong as you would think.
Okay, very interesting. So any other things that you want to share with people as far as where MGO is going right now?
Yeah, so the reality of 4K is just the first step.
Okay.
More pixel is great, but better pixels, as people say, is actually what everyone is now looking after.
Yep.
HDR, high dynamic range,
okay,
is what will create a very, very significant jump, much bigger than you get when you jump from HD to 4K.
Okay.
The 4K with HDR is really the prize.
Okay, interesting. Now, I noticed on here, too, that you talk a little bit about virtual reality. So let's move into that realm a little bit here. What do you have going on as far as VR?
So in the virtual reality space, MGO was the first app streaming movies in, again, collaboration with Samsung. We unveiled the application at the VR, Gear VR in Germany, in Berlin. And it's a virtual room where kind of the first version is a spaceship, and you can look around and see movies and trailers and actors, and you can navigate through the space and interact with content and ultimately stream the content.
Okay, very interesting. How do we find out more about MGO?
The best place is mgo.com.
Okay.
And we actually have also a tech blog where we provide a lot of information about the findings. And a lot of press releases are coming out this week, actually, about our different endeavors. One yesterday was the MGO joining the HDR Alliance to define the future of HDR.
Okay. So, I always look at 4K, and now I've seen some mentions about 5K. What's your take on that?
Yeah, so 5K is just an outcome of some cameras. You may see actually on the floor today some 8K, which actually does look amazing. The constraints on the networks makes that it's likely just for the show. But 4K is for real today. Last year at CES, people were talking about it. You have many players in the space today that are live. A few more are coming. And content is, though, coming slowly, but it is coming.
Okay.
So 4K is no reality.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think it might be one of these things where, 5K, like you said, 8K or whatever, those technologies may take off as far as when you buy cameras. But the reality of it is that, for a while, at least anyway, I just don't see that becoming practical, in a streaming realm also for production purposes.
That's correct.
Yep. So, but 4K is amazing. If you've never looked at a 4K monitor before, you're going to be blown away. Have you ever, well, I know you have, but the first time I looked at a regular HD television and then had a 4K next to it, it's amazing the difference. I don't think people realize, because I think when they think about HD, they think that's about as good as it can get, but that is not even close to the truth, is it?
No, and actually we have a little documentary on our platform called Sojourns, and it just landscapes, and I keep on showing it to people, and every time I see it, I've seen it like 30, 40 times,
yeah,
and I still watch the whole thing. It's like 30 minutes. It's just absolutely stunning. So it you have to see it.
You
have to see 4K. It is practical. It is now available widely.
Well, great. Pleasure having you on, Christoph. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And everybody, go to mgo.com and check out their 4K streaming platform. I think you'll absolutely enjoy this. So thanks again, Christoph.
Thank you.
All right.